A Respectable Woman by Kate Chopin, adapted by Thomas Poole, Sophie Palfreyman, Rhys George, Joanna Pope, and Mike Whetstone. With Pam Jones as Mrs. Baroda, Jay Andrews as Gaston Baroda, and Phil Byram as Gouvernail.
Clean up this mess on the table. Make sure the guest room is clean and tidy. Wipe over the dining table.
Sweetheart, are you quite all right? You look lost.
I'm absolutely fine. Dear. Why wouldn't I be?
Yeah, that's good, then. Right, I'm off to work now, my sweet. Nothing else you need me for. Now, don't forget, my good friend Gouvernail is arriving tonight. I'm so excited for you to meet him. He was quite the character.
So you have told me, dear. I also wait eagerly for his arrival. Everything will be ready and in place, don't you worry.
Oh, I never do, my love. You are perfect in every way. Please, never, ever change. I shall see you this evening. Have a wonderful day. I love you.
I love you too. And so I'm trapped. 8 hours. Washing, cleaning, waiting. Everything is washed, everything is clean. So I guess it would just have to be waiting today. He'll love this room. South facing, onto the orchard. Should feel very at home. I think Gouvernail will be very happy here. Oh, well, whoever could that be? Gaston is not due for a good few hours yet. This has better be important. Yes? Who is there, please?
My name is Gouvernail, and I am looking for the residence of Gaston Baroda. Am I in the right place?
Oh, I'm ever so sorry. I wasn't expecting you until later this evening. I opened the door to find a man, not at all what I expected. He was tall and slim, with a chiselled jawline and dark swept over hair. A very handsome man.
It's quite all right. I presume Gaston is not home at this time.
No, I'm afraid he's at work, but he's due back in a couple of hours.
Thank you. I shall return then.
Oh, Mr. Gouvernail, you are quite welcome to come in now and wait for Gaston.
Thank you, but I shall return later.
Oh, of course. See you.
Five o'clock. 8 minutes. Seconds. 0 seconds. Hello, darling. How was work today?
Work was as good as work can be. But of course, I couldn't wait to be home again with you.
I've missed you too. Earlier on...
I wonder when Gouvernail will arrive. I'm so excited for you to meet.
Well, yes, dear. That's what I was attempting to say.
Pardon, sweetheart?
Gouvernail arrived but a couple of hours ago, but...
He's here. Where is he? The guest room?
Well, no. You see, he was here, but said he would return later, when you were home.
You didn't invite him in, my love?
Well, of course I offered, but he declined. Quite bluntly, in fact.
Ah, well, if I know Gouvernail, there was no malice intended. Hopefully it won't be long until you can meet him properly.
I was nervous to meet Gouvernail, more than before. His bluntness and rejection of hospitality confused me, as if it was a different man Gaston had so often described.
That must be him. Gouvernail!
Gaston, my friend. So nice to see you again.
Truly is. It has been far too long. Do come in. How have you been?
Very well, very well. And yourself, Gaston? Work treating you well?
Yes. Yes, very well. Anyway, we'll get to that later. Gouvernail, I believe you met briefly earlier, but this is my darling wife, Alice.
A pleasure to meet you, Alice. You have what seems a beautiful home.
Thank you, Gouvernail. We very much like it, don't we, darling?
Quite, dear. Now, Gouvernail, let me take you to your room. Give you a quick tour of the house. This way.
Gaston was clearly excited to see his old friend again, and I was happy for him.
And that's when she said, "Don't be ridiculous. He's my brother."
I do remember that one. Now you tell it again, Gaston.
Oh, sweetheart, do forgive us. I'm quite sure these stories will mean nothing to you at all.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You both have a lot of catching up to do.
Oh, but they were simpler times, weren't they, Gouvernail?
Indeed, my friend. We were free living. Certainly no women to hold us back.
Oh, how right you are. It's all in jest, my dear. All in jest.
Gaston was excited and like a child while talking to Gouvernail. Not to mention drunk. However, Gouvernail was not acting in the same way. He was so calm, suave and sophisticated. It was impossible to tell whether he had had a drink, and I had watched him consume several. He's not rude, but blunt in his delivery. I can't put my finger on him.
Clean up this mess on the table. Clean up this mess on the table. Make sure the guest room is clean. Wipe over the dining table. Wipe over the dining table. Everything is to everybody's liking.
It looks wonderful. You've outdone yourself again.
Enjoy.
I knew Gouvernail would say nothing. I knew Gaston was soon to dig up another story from the past also. And so I intervened.
So, Gouvernail, Gaston has managed to marry. Why is there no woman in your life?
Well, as you know, Gaston here got married at a young age. Found someone quick.
The girl for me.
I, on the other hand, have decided to take my time, ensuring I make the right choice, for richer, for poorer, for better, for worse.
I sincerely hope you're not questioning our marriage.
Oh, my love, of course he is not.
I'm not, no. I'm sorry if I offended the both of you. It was not to sound that way.
Oh, not at all, Gouvernail. I know you would never mean such a thing.
He meant it. I find it difficult to believe that this man could have managed to befriend such a kind-hearted and mild-mannered gentlemen such as Gaston. I'd never met a man so blunt with his words and who comes across so rude, yet still have an intriguing, endearing quality that pleaded with you to learn more. Gaston, darling, has Gouvernail always been the same as long as you've known him?
Why, yes. What do you mean, dear? The same as what?
Well, don't quote me wrong. He is a strapping, well-organised man who speaks when spoken to, but I cannot help but feel a sourness towards me.
Nonsense! How could he ever think such a thing? Gouvernail is a kind man.
Oh, yes. He is polite in a sense and has manners. But his words were unforgiving and blunted. Do you not feel?
Well, no. I've never noticed such a thing. Are you quite all right having him stay? Because if you're not, then...
No, of course, of course. Oh, look, what am I saying? He is a great friend of yours. I'm sure it's just me. Ignore it.
If you're sure.
I am, darling. I shall see you in the morning for breakfast. Good night, my love.
Good night, sweetheart.
There's something about Gouvernail, something that allows me to forgive his rudeness and want him to continue his visit, not just for Gaston's sake.
A pleasure to meet you, Alice.